Welcome to New Music This Week on Amherst Island Radio. This is The Big Dog, and thanks for tuning in. You're going to hear some great samples of the new music that's arrived at CJAI this week, so let's dig in. Vancouver's indie pop band Aura released their new single, I Knew, on September 13th. I Knew is a call to action for all those who want to reinvent their lives. The song describes a neat cute with someone who is pursuing their dreams and inspires you to chase yours.
Oh,
Toronto-based composer and multi-instrumentalist Benjamin Webb debuts with a three-track EP called Shaw, a saturated fusion of experimental and contemporary jazz. McWebb began developing elements of Shaw in the summer of 2023, with compositions being distilled as a project of solitude in a downtown Toronto studio during the winter months. In spring of this year, McWebb enlisted the instrumental support of Hamilton and Toronto-based jazz instrumentalists Jonathan Horvath, Kai Gabori, and Adam Sims to record the project. Things are afoot at the Niagara region home of our New Music This Week friend, Buzz Hummer. His latest submission ponders the quandary, quote, "What do you do when split up, but your ex is addicted to fighting? Never Get It Right is a funk rock tune that explores that particular kind of torture.
She calls him up, it's late at night. He says, "Now please don't start a fight. I don't wanna listen to my sins as you recite." She says, "You never get it right." He says, "We broke up long ago." "You think I know?" He says, "I think then that it's time to let it go." She says, "You scum, you're less than zero." He says, "You know me to the bone." "Just please leave me alone." She says, "I'll make sure all your crimes are known." She says, "Don't hang up, 'cause I'm not finished yet." He says, "There's plenty more, I'll bet." She laughs, "I could go on all night." He says, "Dear Lord above, have mercy on my plight." She says, "You'll never get it right." More. Flames touching. Enough said.
so sad. Traded in I love you, love, for lust was this so bad.
As is our fate here at New Music This Week, Blind Mule's submission comes with scant details. Their 5-track EP was sent by way of the band's, quote, owner/operator of Spherical Productions, comma, guitarist/manager, end quote. Graham and John share the lead vocal load of the quintet. I tried to look them up on the Weeb, but even the band's website omits their home base, which I've deduced to be somewhere in the Hamilton, Ontario region. This is not how we reach fame and fortune. Born in Sarnia, Alex Duesman is a versatile bassist whose eclectic musical journey has made him a sought-after talent in the Canadian music scene. As a key member of the ska duo Of Treble and Soul, Alex expertly blended upbeat rhythms and heartfelt melodies. His work with Gorilla Top Hat as the primary songwriter further showcased his versatility. He has released several solo works, including Snake Eyes, B-Sides, and Green Eggs and Ham, with the much-anticipated upcoming blues album This Old Haunt, set for release in 2025. But before we get to that, let's talk Christmas.
Feel
Did we skip too far ahead in the calendar? Oops, my bad. Creature of the Night is a brand new track to celebrate all that is awesome about Halloween and the 80s. If you're a fan of Thriller, Ghostbusters, or Rockwell, like I am, then this will be right up your Elm Street. Hollywood Brown is a musician and singer from Birmingham, UK, drawing inspiration from the captivating sounds of the 1980s USA Top 40 radio. Hollywood creates original retro pop, rock, and synthwave music. Just a click over to HollywoodBrown80s.com and you'll even be welcomed to 1984 and all that that implies. Well, that's all the new music this week. Stay tuned for more, and if you have new music this week, send it to us here at CJAI Island Radio, 5830 Front Road, Stella, Ontario, K0H2S0, or email us at submitmusic@cjai.ca. Thanks for tuning in.